day that Jesus arrived in Jerusalem. The adventure almost over, the night he hadn't slept. Dreams and premonitions made him tired and emotional, and that's why Jesus wept. He wasn't scared of dying, he'd made that commitment, fulfilling the old prophecy, his bargain he had kept. He was due some satisfaction, but he was deeply troubled, and that's why Jesus wept. Was this his true destiny, or could he still make changes? Someone else's nightmare into which he'd stepped. Damaged limitation couldn't save the situation, and that's why Jesus wept. In his dream he saw the crusade and all wars that would follow declared in his name. When he thought he'd been direct, love thy neighbor, do not kill, and turn the other cheek. And that's why Jesus went. And he saw the Inquisition and the burning of the saints, and the conversion of the innocents he swore he would protect. And he saw them bless the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima, and that's why Jesus wept. Though Peter would betray him, he made him the rock on which he'd build his church to sort of keep him in his debt. A man about to die, there's a lot of confusion, and that's why Jesus wept. And he thought of his disciples, especially of Judas, the job that was ordained for him and the reward he'd collect. And he saw him in the tree with silver coins around him, and that's why Jesus wept. Then he thought about the good times when he turned the tables over, chastised the money lenders, and he earned the boys' respect. He was proud of godly anger, but ashamed at manly temper, and that's why Jesus wept. The rumors started flying about water into wine, in sight to the blind, and that he'd even raise the dead. The biggest miracle was that everyone believed it, and that's why Jesus wept. Then he mused on human nature, how fickle were the public, so ready to accept him, so quick not to reject. Where were the 5,000 he'd fed with loaves and fishes, and that's why Jesus wept. In his dream he saw a garden with all his friends asleep. He walked away the hours until the morning crept, and he wondered, would the nails hurt? Would he be man enough? And that's why Jesus wept. Was he supposed to bear it like a man or like a god? Would tears show a weakness or a strength by their effect? Would they be viewed as compassion or failure and self-pity? And that's why Jesus wept. Then he saw his houses burning on both sides of a border, saw the guiltless suffer with the guilty and the rest. And when they called his name and he knew he couldn't help them, that's why Jesus wept. Then he saw two armies marching and he heard their crucifixes reduce the superstitious mutia jangling round their necks. And he heard his name intoned as they entered their companions, and that's where Jesus went. And he thought about his mother and the stories she had told him, who'd filled his dreams with angels, put voices in his head. And then the scent of pine trees made him think of dear old Joseph. That's why Jesus went. That's why.